Have you pickle juiced today? If not, you. It's as easy as heading to the stupid store and ordering yours from radradio.com.
Interesting sales tactic.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of pickle juice, I had to drink some last night. My stomach started bubbling up like crazy. Oh. I ate some leftover tri-tip, and I think the garlic and the juices in there just don't settle well with my stomach acid. Okay. And I had to go chug it before I went to bed. Sure enough, completely fine. Minutes
amazing.
Later.
So there's anecdotal evidence, right, that it helps things like cramps and aches and pains and things like that. But you get into the esophageal sphincter, which is bad, actual GI right in. And literally, pickle juice can help hiccups and digestive issues, things like that. And that's all part of why we sell it in the stupid store.
Superstore.
At radradio.com. We were talking about PTSD and how it's not just for the military anymore. It's very real for almost all of us, as that therapist who wrote in said. No Name wrote in and said, only to make light of a stressful conversation, I was wondering, is it okay to claim PTSD after delivering a 9-pound, 13-ounce baby asking for a friend?
Yeah, sure. Gosh.
Good God.
Dang. That's huge.
And I love, and I say this sarcastically, how we're like, well, they didn't have PTSD in World War II. Yeah, they did. We just didn't have a name for it.
Right. And that's why none of them talked about it when they came back.
Oh, they buried it deep.
We got 2 hours until we're in the middle of the Mixed Pick Sports Show at RadTV, members.radradio.com, on the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM, 890 AM. Steve Mickelson and I do it every day at 10. We're going to sports deep dive. Remember, on Friday, we're not doing it at 10. We're doing a special post-draft day one show at noon to 3.
Jeez,
where
good Lord.
Go over everything that happened on day one of the NFL draft, what teams were winners, losers, surprises, what they need to do for
the
weekend.
That's a lot to talk about.
And we still won't get everything in.
In 3 hours?
We're still covering on all the shows, whether it's 1 or 3 hours, the NHL, the NBA playoffs, things like that. So that's at 10 a.m. today, noon on Friday, special edition. And then at 11 a.m., because it's Tuesday, we have Tech to You Tuesday, hosted by Ian from Tech to You. Talks about the new home security system we discussed earlier, a phishing scam, this thing that can take a single picture of a person's face and make a convincing video of them speaking and where that could lead.
That's scary.
And Ian will also show Boston Dynamics' newest humanoid robot, which he describes as wildly impressive. And Brandon and I have seen the video. See, we could play the video for you if you're watching Rad TV, but we're not going to. Because you need to watch or listen to Ian and describe it that way. And, I mean, Brandon, it's still robotic in its motions, but, I mean, it's an advancement in great detail, right? Yeah. That's how I took it.
I mean, back, gosh, I don't know how long ago. Hopefully Ian will cover the history of Boston Dynamics and when they started and the
Are
first
they the ones
prototypes.
With the dog?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So in the last 5 years or so, they've been developing these robots, like dog-like robots, to be used in military action to get people supplies and get people out of there kind of thing. And then these robots that can jump and move pretty human-like. That was 5-10 years ago. Now they're even more lifelike, and like the video starts out with this thing just laying on the ground, and then it gets up no problem, looks around, starts walking, walks towards the camera. And I mean, we're so close to them putting like skin on these things.
No,
putting
God.
A face on them.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's gonna be knocking at your door saying, how can I help you? It's crazy.
What was the name of that company again? Boston what?
Boston Dynamics.
Are they a publicly traded company?
That's a good question.
They better not knock on my door. Wait, they're gonna be solicitors.
Ian will
be their first job.
Notice the positive negative example. Brandon's example is they're knocking on your door offering to help you.
Right.
Dawn's example, they're nothing but a threat of some
because
kind.
Because everything that's beautiful and positive that we create, some jerk face turns it into something negative.
Right. Well,
you can't have one without the other.
That is called life.
Yes, I mean, it is.
There's a consequence to everything.
We got to show both.
Tech to You Tuesday is this morning at 11 a.m. We're going to get to Treble Trouble now.
Treble. Trouble.
Excuse me, ma'am, would you like a room? Ba 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 ba.
Fine. I'll just have a hose and I'll just spray the robot. It'll short circuit and then I'll shoot it. Just
error.
We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. Everybody wins tickets is qualified for the grand prize drawing Friday morning to be upgraded to the front row. Caller 18. Hello, Diana.
Good morning, Red.
Good morning, Diana.
You will guess first. If you know the song title, that's all we care about. You will win. If not, we'll go to Paul.
Good morning.
And Sean, you're caller 20.
Howdy ho.
Looking for a 1984 rock song. I wonder what I'm doing here when I'm never... Considering the prize you're playing for, you know the artist. We don't need you to say that. We need the title of this song. I wonder what I'm doing here when I'm never... Diana, do you know it?
No, I don't.
Smoke them if you got them. Paul, do you know?
That was yesterday.
Sean?
Oh, Lord. You
lose. Oh, man. Deep cut, but not the song.
Right. It is Foreigner. The song is called Stranger in My Own House.
Didn't mention the parenthetical part of the title. Oh, wait, this isn't my house.
The next chance for you to win Foreigner tickets comes up at 9 a.m. with the pressure cooker.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.